Chapter 3.
Ben and Holof left. Vestara kept her eyes on the silent, sullen Cardia. Luke could feel the energy within Fala slowly building, slowly moving its way through her mind, touching and changing everything. She was clearly a force sensitive, but without the training to recognize and understand what was happening to her, she would be far more vulnerable to the corrupting influences of the dark side than even a novice Jedi. What Abeloth had done to her might not kill her, but it could transform her into something dangerous and unpredictable. Something that influenced beings and situations toward dismay and death. And there, beneath the feelings and unconscious thoughts of Fala, were others. Touches of memories of the Shelter Jedi Knights. The young Jedi Abeloth had made mad. All of them now recovered. But Abeloth wanted them back. Was hoarding her energy to call to them again. There, too, distant, was the sad, self-sacrificing personality of Callista, with whom he had once shared so much. Luke couldn't afford to dwell on that now. He went even deeper. He saw and felt dark places, gems that thought, insects that stole thoughts. Of course. Luke was dimly aware of Holof's return to the Brig cell. He paid no attention, trusting Vestara to continue to guard him. He turned his mind away from the shadows of Abeloth's memories for the moment, and to Fala, to the alien energies that were wrapped up within her. He extended himself, a subtle but pure wave of light side energy flowing through his body and into hers. His energies, Abeloth's energies, light and dark, both of the Force, two sides of the same coin, bonded. And with the infinite care of someone carrying a planet's last trickle of water in his cupped hands, Luke drew both sets of foreign energy out of Fala's body. He held them suspended before him, noted Vistara's quick understanding of what was happening. Slowly, with meticulous care, he separated the two forms of energy from himself. They had nothing to hold them, nothing living to sustain them, nothing but each other to cling to, and they began to dissipate. In moments, they were gone. He felt weary. Well, wearier. That last fight on Almania had stolen a lot of his strength. Keeping himself going despite his injury had taken more. And now this. What he had sacrificed he would eventually regain, after rest and food and meditation. But for now, he felt tired to his bones. He wondered if the same was true of Abeloth. Fala's eyes fluttered open.
Papa?
Then her gaze fell on Luke. She lay there, confused for a moment, and then, evidently recognizing him, gasped and drew away. In a moment, Holof was by her side, holding her.
It's all right. You're all right.
It was... I couldn't think. Couldn't move.
Luke rose and stepped away from father and daughter. He rejoined Vestara and activated his comlink. Set the lockdown to continue for 10 minutes, he told Ben. I don't want them training their blasters on us or interfering with our departure. Come on back.
Copy, Dad.
Ben, his step bouncy despite his injured shoulder, rejoined them within moments. He glanced at his father, and his expression became one of concern.
You look pale.
I'm fine.
Luke turned to Fala.
Keep a close eye on yourself for the next few months. Look for sensations, emotions that seem out of place, dreams that aren't quite right. If you begin to experience them, set your scruples aside and go consult a Jedi. Your life and your future may depend on it.
Holof rose from his daughter's side, his expression confused.
You're not going to bring in the authorities?
Currently, we don't represent them, and we have bigger issues to deal with. Such as the kind of being who could do that to your daughter just to distract her pursuers.
Luke let a touch of Durasteel creep into his voice.
A little smuggling does not offend me, But the kind of individual who uses others and uses up others invites me to retaliate. You understand? Halef nodded, stiffly.
Thank you.
Luke spun away, his cloak fluttering, and ignoring the pain in his knee, led the way back toward Jade Shadow.
Where are we going, Dad?
Namchurios. We have to hurry. I could sense that she's calling to the shelter Jedi Knights, to renew her bonds with them. She's too weak now to reestablish those severed bonds. But if she becomes stronger...